TBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you are doing well today. It is absolutely a perfectly gorgeous day. And as I just heard everyone say, that it's been a perfect day for the last 5 days, a little bit like Southern California, which I wish I were at. But it's gorgeous here. It's absolutely, I should not wish I'm anywhere else, because it is absolutely spectacular here at this time of year. And guess what's coming up? Summer is coming up, which means we have to get in shape, which is what we're going to talk about today. Yes, Rich is in there doing his calisthenics, as they used to say. Is that still a word? I don't know. I guess it is. Anyway, we're going to talk about getting in shape today. We're going to talk, you know, I have some really, really interesting and very pertinent questions for my guest, Rachel Cosgrove, because she has some ideas that I really like, and I need to pick her brain. She has written a new book called Drop Two Sizes, A Proven Plan to Ditch the Scale, Get the Body You Want, and Wear the Clothes You Love. I want to welcome Rachel Cosgrove to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. So you're out there in Southern California, huh?
I sure am, yes.
Yeah, that's not a great connection in, from here to there. But are you on a cell phone?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was just a little interference. Okay. Anyway, I thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your new book, Drop Two Sizes. This is what you do. You own a fitness center. You have been doing this for the last 20 years or so?
I have. Yeah, we've had our gym open for, we're going on our 14th year.
Wow, so. Congratulations. That's you and your husband.
It is.
Okay. And you write for different magazines, Men's Fitness, Men's Health, Women's Health, Oxygen, Runner's World, Real Shape, Real Simple, and Shape, right? So this is what you do. This is your life, getting fit, staying healthy. So you know all these things. The first thing I want to ask you is does this work for everyone? I mean, I know it's great to exercise. I love to exercise. I absolutely love to exercise. I find it doesn't change my body one iota, and I'm at least at the gym 5 days a week. Now, saying that, obviously I must be doing some things wrong, but for so many people I know, I mean, exercise feels really good, and I think it's really great, and I can't live too long without it because I get cranky. But I find, especially as I get older, that it doesn't change things that much. Is that true for everyone, or am I just doing something absolutely wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you definitely need, you need to tweak your program a little bit. Probably your body is used to what you are doing. And so it's, stopped working, basically. So you've stopped, you don't see any changes. Really, it's about putting a demand on your body that it's not used to, so that your body will respond and change. And so, the program in my book is something that I've used with hundreds of women. It's based on the templates we use at our gym. And over the last, 5 years, we've been running these challenges, the Drop Two Sizes Challenge, a version of it, along with other fitness coaches who have been taking their clients through it. And guaranteed, it's a proven system that if you follow the program in the book with the menus and the mindset piece, which is really important, absolutely, you will also see changes in your body.
Okay, sounds good. What is the mindset piece?
Okay, yeah, I mean, glad you asked, because, I could give you the perfect exercise program, and I could give you a really great menu, but, if your mindset is not focused on having success, if you're in kind of a negative place, if, you're frustrated, if you feel like this isn't going to work, like, kind of how you said, I don't think this, exercise
right,
works.
Right, right, right.
So, like, if you're starting with that, it's hard. It's really hard for, no matter how great the exercise program is, for me as your coach to overcome that. And so my first step, with someone like that, I would want to really make sure we get you on board and get your mindset right, so that each day, in the book, there's actually, we're kind of planting a seed in your head of, success, and that this is going to work, and your body is going to change, and you are going to drop two sizes, and that, really staying focused on your goals and staying focused on that positive mindset.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I think it's true. If you start any endeavor with a negative mind, it's not going to go very well. I mean, you can't get the results if you don't see something in the results, or at least believe in wanting those exact results. So I agree with that. But, one of the things that I know you say is that cardio, like running or walking and jogging, things like that, the elliptical, which I really like, those things don't really do enough, do they?
No, and that could be part of, what you're talking about, why you're not seeing the changes that you want to see. And because if you're doing cardio, steady state cardio, it's just not as effective. It's not the most effective choice of exercise. And the reason being, your body gets used to it, like I was talking about. Pretty quickly your body will adapt to that type of exercise, and so it'll stop working. And so really looking for changing your priorities so that your first priority workout is a strength training-based workout, where you're going to do full body. Really, the goal is to increase that lean body mass to get your metabolism up. And doing something like the elliptical or the treadmill, you're not gaining that lean body mass.
So strength training. Now, you know, you've heard this before, although now most people don't believe it as much, but we always used to think that muscles were not great on a woman. And then when you started doing weights, that you would end up with muscles and this wouldn't be good. So a lot of women have always shied away from it. And that even still, there are more men in the weight room at the gym I go to than there are women. How can you tell women that this is good for them? And should it be free weights or should it be machines?
Yeah, and I understand that's, you know, part of my mission is to get more and more women to understand and to, you know, really get hooked into the benefits of strength training for women, and that they aren't going to get big and bulky. I know, you know, a lot of women are, you know, they have that fear of, you know, if I lift a weight, I'm going to sprout muscles. And, you know, it's really, if you think about it, most women over their lifetime have done, you know, diet after diet and have, you know, really looking for the answer to get the body they want. And so they've, you know, crash dieted. They've probably lost muscle. And, you know, doing things like, you know, hours of treadmill, elliptical, you know, those all will actually burn up muscle tissue and you'll actually be, you know, losing muscle. And so really the goal, you know, with this program and what I've seen with the women that, you know, come into our gym is that we're really just trying to get their muscle back to normal levels so that their metabolism is back to normal so that they can actually drop two sizes and maintain it for the long term. And so not being afraid of, you know, building that muscle, because we're actually just getting it to where your muscle is, you know, back to where it should be so that you can actually, you know, really burn calories. And I think most women over their lifetime, you know, maybe the first couple diets they did, they lost weight really fast and,
right,
you know, it worked really well, and then it starts to stop working. And so that's where this different approach is really going to help a lot of women to make that breakthrough.
So when you talk about weights, you're talking about free weights or you're talking about machines? Because there's some, both?
Yeah.
Is there one preferable over the other?
Yeah, you know, most of my clients don't have a whole lot of time, and so I'm looking for the most effective workout to use in the least amount of time. And the most effective workouts are going to be using free weights. And so, you know, with free weights, you're going to have to use your whole body. You're going to have to use your stabilizers, your core. You know, everything's working, and so you're burning a lot more calories. You're using a lot more muscle groups rather than sitting on a machine. So a lot of the fixed machines tend to be where you sit down. And really, the last thing most people need to do is sit down some more. So really, we want to try to get everybody standing up doing functional exercise where they're using free weights.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's the problem I have with the machines is you are sitting down, and it just doesn't ever feel, now obviously when you're doing your arms, but somehow you're right. It doesn't feel, it feels like a lazy exercise to me.
Right.
I feel like I'm doing something if I'm on a treadmill or the elliptical or something like that. I feel like I'm moving. So there's something very unmoving about sitting in a machine, you know, and just moving your arms.
Yeah.
So now, and should the, you know, for women out there listening that are going to attempt to go into the machines now, should they be really heavyweights? I mean, should we, you know, should it be hard to push them up? And let's say you're using your arms, should it be really difficult or should it be easy and you do a lot of repetitions?
Well, in the book, I have very simple exercises, really starting with your body weight. So it's not about, you know, we don't have to start lifting weights right away. And really, you first want to focus on being able to move with full range of motion and do the exercises properly and really learn the movements. And that alone is going to be enough to start to change your body. And then from there, we can add load, add weights, you know, like you're talking about. And so, you know, gradually you want to progress to where, yes, you are lifting heavier and heavier weights and you are putting a challenge on your body that it's not used to. So that way it does change, you know, but initially, really just getting started with, you know, body weight, maybe some light dumbbells, just getting your body moving, starting to learn some of the movements. A lot of the exercises in the book, you can actually get started right in your home. And there's also a DVD program that goes along with the book where I'm coaching you through the exercises. So pretty simple, you know, don't make it complicated. And so, you know, yes, you do want to progress yourself to lifting more weights and putting those new demands on your body, but, you know, not necessarily right away.
Gotcha. That's fair enough. So tell me about the book. Tell me how you have it. First off, you say this time is different. I mean, that's your first chapter in the book. What does that mean?
So like I was talking about how most women have, you know, been on the yo-yo diet up and down their entire life. And, you know, if you ask most women how many diets they've done, they'll say, oh, I've done every single one, or, you know, I've been on, you know, a ton of different diets, trying to figure it out. And so, you know, really they've struggled their whole life to figure it out. And so this is really, you know, I'm targeting the women who are really once and for all looking for the answer to change their body for the rest of their life. And so throughout the book, it's really set up as a workbook, and each day it tells you exactly what to do as far as your workout, exactly what to do as far as what to eat. There's actually grocery lists and menus and very simple recipes to follow. And then, you know, like we talked about the mindset piece, you know, planting a seed each day just to keep your mind in a positive place and keeping you focused on having success. And so it's really simple, easy. You can open the book and get started. You know, it's very step-by-step. And the approach is really just changing one thing at a time, you know, one thing each day. And those small changes are going to compound over time till the end of the 12 weeks. You know, you're going to have set yourself up with new habits so that this is going to be your life. You know, this is how you're going to live for the rest of your life. And so that's the goal, is really, like, you know, this time is different because this time, this is it. You know, this is the time you're going to actually figure this out and you're going to, you know, really make a change and set yourself up with habits that you're going to be able to maintain for the rest of your life.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how we can do that by following the book so that in those 12 weeks it can really make a difference. Stay where you are. We are talking with Rachel Cosgrove about being fit, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ.
Play baseball or softball, regardless of the weather, at Elite All-Star Sports. Your hidden gem is a 12,000-square-foot climate-controlled indoor facility with 8 retractable cages. Elite brings out the best in every player. They have training programs to fit your personal needs with team and core training. Quality instruction at Elite will help you succeed at any level. Located on Route 17M between Goshen and Chester, with plenty of parking, gift certificates, and birthday parties, too. Call 294-4222 or visit EliteAllStarSports.com. Raise your game to the next level at Elite All-Star Sports.
If you use propane or heating oil in the Hudson Valley, be sure to look for certain qualities in your supplier. Reliable fuel delivery, highly trained professionals, and a rapid response to your concerns. At Suburban Propane, you'll receive all three. Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses for more than 80 years. Our local team of dedicated employees right here in the Hudson Valley works hard to continue that long tradition of warmth, safety, and reliability. Suburban's no-run-out guarantee provides another layer of security during the long winter months. Suburban customers can also count on service 24/7, 365. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban propane gas customer and receive free 25 gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Sign up now with a fuel supplier that you can rely on all year long. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171 or 1-800-PROPANE. Or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Suburban Propane, proud sponsor of the Chester 4th of July fireworks.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
If you missed the Frank Truett Show, here's what you missed.
Hey, Buck, how many people in the walkers?
43.
43. So it's a good day if 43 cross the bridge and 43 come back. That's a good day, right?
you got that right, Frankie.
I just wanted to know. Okay.
The Frank Truett Show, weekday mornings till 9 on WTBQ.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ. WTBQ.
Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thanks so much for joining us. And guess what? Summer's coming up, so you need to stay tuned and listen to us here at WTBQ, because we are talking with Rachel Cosgrove, who has written a new book, Drop Two Sizes, A Proven Plan to Ditch the Scale, Get the Body You Want, and Wear the Clothes You Love. And before we took a break, we were talking about Rachel's new book, which is a beautiful book, and it's very easy to follow. It's day by day by day. So, Rachel, if you take this book and you start with day one, you can, I mean, obviously, you also have menus here, so you could eat everything, but of course, obviously, you would, you know, maybe not do exactly everything like that, but you certainly could do all the basic things, the workout, eating right, and you have seen this work, right, after 12 weeks?
Actually directly from, you know, what we've used at my gym. So, you know, we've used this with real people, real women who have real lives and kids and careers and, you know, busy lives,
right.
And so it works.
That's terrific. So all of this, I mean, these women look really strong, especially doing the exercises. Now, that's one thing that, I mean, women want to be strong, but when you get, what do I say, a little lazy, you forget how good feeling great looks, or feels, I should say, or looking great mm-hmm. feels. Why is it so hard to get motivated? And do we really need to sweat a lot when we work out?
Well, you know, I think motivation is something that, you know, you're right. It does, you know, it's kind of like taking a shower, right? You have to do it every day. You have to get yourself motivated every
right.
day. One of those things that, you know, you can't just, you know, read a book once and then, you know, you have motivation for the rest of your life. It's something that's ongoing. And I think an important key to that is finding support, you know, finding a place
right.
where whether you have friends that are going to join you doing something like this, you know, maybe following along in the book, that accountability, that support, that's what's going to keep you going and that's what's going to keep you hooked.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just really thinking through, you know, your reasons why. Like, why do you want to drop two sizes? Why is this important to you? And really get, you know, to the deeper reason of why. You know, is it because you want to be an inspiration for your kids? Is it because you want to be, you know, have more energy as you grow older? What is the real deep rooted reason why? Because that reason
right.
why is what's going to be like a magnet and pull you out of bed and into the gym. And so, you know, really finding that powerful reason why.
Oh, well, that's really good, because you're right. There is a core reason, and it differs with each of us.
Right.
You know, it might be if you're single to get a man. It might be if you're married to keep
right.
your husband. It might be, I mean, who knows, or get a new husband. I mean, who knows what it is, to get a new job, to just feel good, as you say, for your children. My 17-year-old daughter just started running, and she's been up to, like, I think 3 miles a day. You know, when you're that age, weight comes off so easily, and getting in shape is so much easier. I mean, we all remember how, you know, you didn't eat for 2 days, you had a flat stomach. But should she also be weight training at an early age?
Yeah, really, you know, at 17, that's a great time to get started and start to learn the basics of strength training and increasing your lean muscle mass. It really becomes, you know, because if she starts to build those habits now,
mm-hmm.
Makes it so much easier, right, you know, as she gets older. And so, you know, a lot of women, the key is, you know, as we grow older, really, we usually lose muscle mass.
Right.
And so, you know, this is really reversing the aging process. I mean, you're completely, you know, reversing what's going to, you know, what would normally happen as we age. So, you know, that's something to learn, a great habit to learn early.
Mm. You know, I noticed you talk about fasting here. What's the fuss about fasting? Do you think fasting is a good idea?
No, I don't. It can be big right now. A lot of people think, oh, you know, it's like everyone thinks they want that magic pill. They want that, you know, what's going to work right now, today, to get me to where I want to be. And I just think, you know, fasting, especially for women, can set them up to be in such of a, I talk about like an on and off, you know, black and white cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we really want to get out of, is that, you know, I'm on my diet, I'm off my diet. I'm, you know, just, it's too hard to, you know, that's what the whole problem is. That's why this is different, is because at this time you're not going to go on and off. This isn't a diet you're going to go on and then come back off. This is actually setting yourself up with habits for the long term. And so I just think fasting, you know, usually for most people is going to set them up to, you know, come back off. And, you know, it's really not something that's going to benefit them in the long term. It's, you know, eating unprocessed, healthy foods, fueling your body, and this is a saying that I came up with within my first book, is to fuel your body to be fabulous. And so that's really what it's about, is to give your body the fuel it needs to be fabulous.
And the fuel has to be, as you said, unprocessed, right? I mean, that's something that you talk a lot about. How tough is that to do? I mean, for most of us, you know, especially with kids in the household, I mean, there's so much junk around and things like that. How healthy do you have to eat?
Well, you know, it's really starting from where you're at now and just making small changes, you know. So it's not necessarily that you need to, you know, right away make a huge drastic change, but, you know, little bits at a time. And so one of the things we talk about in the book is, you know, I have Dr. Chris Moore, who helped me with the menus and the nutrition aspect of it. And we decided that, you know what, you need 10 fruits and vegetables a day, servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That's something that we would recommend. But I know that's a lot for a lot of people. It's like, oh, my gosh, 10 fruits and vegetables a day. That's, you know, that's a lot. So instead of going from, you know, maybe 1 to 2 servings to all of a sudden you're eating 10 servings, the book gradually takes you through, you know, each week you're just adding one more serving, so that, you know, slowly over the 12 weeks, by the end of the 12 weeks, now you're eating those 8 to 10 servings a day, and it doesn't seem like such a big change.
Okay, that sounds fair. I mean, I think at this time of year, it's also, I think, easier to eat fruits and vegetables. Somehow when there's snow here and we're kind of hunkered in, it's a little bit harder. But now at this time of year, I think it's really great to go out and go get a lot of nice, natural, healthy fruits and vegetables. What are metabolic programs?
Metabolic programs are, it's metabolic, really your metabolism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are really my version of a cardio workout. So that's where you're really going to get your heart rate going, where you're really going to be moving your body quickly. And the whole goal of those is to burn calories during the workout, but really even more importantly is to get your metabolism up for the next day or two. And so with a workout like that, because it's interval training where you're going to really push your intensity and then you're going to have full recovery, you're going to end up long-term actually increasing your metabolism.
Okay, so that's a little, you really have to read this, I think, to understand exactly for most of us exactly how to do it. And then you say recover one day a week?
At least one day a week.
Yeah.
At least one day completely off a week. Yes.
Yeah. And I've also heard, well, kind of every other day to do something different. Instead
yeah.
of, like you said to me, I do everything the same all the time, which is pretty much true, to make it different even every day, like every other day, do something different so you're not doing the same thing every day of the week, right?
Yeah, it is good to change things up. It's also good, you know, the programs in the book change every 4 weeks. So your body really adapts to what you're doing every 4 to 6 weeks. And so you can actually stick with the same program for 4 weeks. But each week, like you're talking about, you're going to progress. You're going to add a little bit more weight. You're going to add more reps, more sets. You're going to do something a little different every time. Because if your workouts are working, then you should be recovering, and you should be stronger or more fit every workout you do. So you should be able to handle, you know, a little different workout each time you hit the gym.
So when you start this, obviously you can't start in the middle here. We can't start at week 4. We really have to start in the beginning because it takes you and it builds you more and more and more up. I mean, is there a time you get up to, like, how much in time in workout? I mean, do you start out with 15 minutes a day or and then go up to an hour a day? Or can you always do it on a lesser schedule than an hour a day, let's say?
Yeah, all the workouts are under an hour, and
mm-hmm.
so that's right through the program.
Okay.
Really, it's about doing a more effective workout in the same amount of time. And so, you know, it's not going to ever go longer than an hour. Really, you know, at that hour point, you start to lose the quality. You know, that you're not getting as high of intensity, and you're not going to get as good of results. So, I actually want to keep it under an hour. And even the metabolic programs, the cardio programs, are really a lot of those are 15 to 20 minutes. So those are pretty short. And so, really, just set aside time. I know, time is one of the number one excuses. I don't have time. So it's, really making yourself a priority and setting aside, like I said, only an hour at the most. And even if you don't have an hour, then you can actually do the strength programs just by doing one set of everything. And that'll only take you under a half an hour. So if, you can give me 30 minutes, three times a week, we can get great results.
Okay, sounds good. Now, we don't need a trainer. We can take your book. You've got a lot of illustrations here. So we don't need to go hire a trainer and sign up to the most expensive gym to do this, right?
No, it is all in the book. I mean,
okay.
I own a gym, so I do recommend if, you can't
right,
find
right.
a gym where you can find support and a place that, you really feel comfortable in and feel like you got that accountability, that's a great thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a DVD that goes with the book that it can really help with that piece of it as well, where you have basically me as your trainer on the DVD telling you what to do.
Okay, so the first step is that we don't need to go hire an expensive trainer is kind of what I was getting to. Get to a gym, take this book, look at the – so we view the CD first. Obviously, or we could watch it at home, I guess, and do it is what you're kind of saying too, right?
Yeah, you can get started right at home. I know okay. a lot of people, a lot of women, like you were talking about, maybe they're scared of weight training
right.
or they're scared of the gym.
Right, this
right
is
away.
True, yeah.
So they can go ahead and get started at home,
okay. All right, so the first thing I'm going to tell everybody to do is go get your book. And you can get it anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And your website is rachelcosgrove.com. It is on Shannon's Corner, and there's a hot link there. So if anybody's in the car, just go home and click on Shannon's Corner, and it'll take you directly to your website.
Perfect.
Okay, so, and it can be gotten anywhere. Again, it's Drop Two Sizes, A Proven Plan to Ditch the Scale. I meant to talk about that. You don't believe in getting weighed all the time, huh?
No, so that's actually part of the mindset component. I think
uh-huh.
that scale messes with our mindset too much.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so Drop Two Sizes, A Proven Plan to Ditch the Scale, Get the Body You Want, and Wear the Clothes You Love. Rachel Cosgrove, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for writing the book. And everybody go out and get it, because if you're a little bit nervous, like many of us are, about summer coming up, this is the way to start it. Again, it's Drop Two Sizes by Rachel Cosgrove. And we do have to wrap it up for today. But until next time, don't forget to make good choices.